67 today.
The CIA briefed me only once on enhanced interrogation techniques in September 2002 in my capacity as ranking member of the Intelligence Committee. I was informed then that the Department of Justice opinions had concluded that the use of enhanced interrogation techniques were legal. The only mention of waterboarding at that briefing was that it was not being employed. Those conducting the briefing promised to inform the appropriate members of Congress if that technique were to be used in the future.
That was Nancy Pelosi earlier in the day on Capitol Hill, finally speaking up now that there have been four different stories circulating. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we head into the weekend, we're talking a lot about detainees. Yeah. And this is where we start. And for various reasons, you'll understand where I'm going with this. We will lighten the load, of course, a little bit later in the show with birthdays, this day in history, news you can abuse, and sports shorts, interesting stories on sports shorts, including a sad one, an old buddy of mine with suicidal tendencies, I guess, a former catcher for the Yankees. You may remember him, Jim Leyritz. I was sad to learn of that as I covered him both with the Texas Rangers and the New York Yankees. But that's coming up later on here on America Tonight. First, though, Nancy Pelosi claims the CIA lied, that the information that's floating out there is not correct. Some are backing Pelosi, but a lot of people are backing away from Pelosi, including some top Democrats. Now, when she went before the microphones, and there was a gaggle of reporters, of course, trying to ask questions, she wasn't really good at addressing the questions afterwards, because everybody, of course, wants to know more pointed, specific things. Here's how she answered reporters right after she made the statement.
No. I mean, the point is that we had the conversation. They told us they had legal opinions. As I say in my statement, we now know, which they didn't inform us then, that there were other opinions within the executive branch that concluded that these interrogation techniques were not legal. So no letter or anything else is going to stop them from doing what they're going to do. My job was to change the majority in Congress and to change, to fight to have a new president, because what was happening was not consistent with our values, certainly not true, something that had to be changed. We did that. We have a new president. He says he's going to ban torture. When we won in 06 and passed legislation in that Congress, President Bush vetoed that bill. I think we're in a whole different phase.
All right, and the CIA, according to their own notes, they're saying, look, the briefing was about enhanced interrogation methods. That's what the notes say. So whether or not Zebediah, whether she was told about how many times he was waterboarded or not, she was told specifically about what was done. So is she lying? Do you believe Pelosi or the spooks? Because somebody's not telling the truth here, and I don't see any gray area. I can't find any gray area in this one whatsoever. And a lot of her own are just backing away from this. They're just pulling away from it because they don't want to back Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's the Speaker of the House. You want to talk about power. She's got a lot of power on the Hill. So what did Pelosi know? You decide, is she telling the truth? Or is it the CIA who has the goods on Nancy Pelosi? 800-259-5791. Let's jump to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Sam.
I am emotionally exhausted after tonight.
Why are you? Now, first of all, if you're going to jump on the show and I got that big lead up of Pelosi, what do you think? Do you think she's lying or not?
That's the difference, because you see, the Speaker in the House of Commons here in Canada, if he was to, he or she to do that, he or she would be canned. Yours, it seems to be, has carte blanche to speak on whatever she wants. And since I don't know the whole story, and she's a politician, I'd have to hear both sides to say whether it's true or not. So, you know, it's like I'm taking a neutral stand on this.
Of course, you're Canadian. That's perfect.
You
want
to know why I'm emotionally exhausted?
Why? Why?
Two game sevens tonight. Need I say more?
Oh, I know. I said in sports shorts, I didn't even mention that we were going to talk about that. I mean, That's the great part about sports, folks, for people who don't know. If you can get a game seven just on the ice or in baseball or anywhere else in between, any game they're playing where you can go to a seven, I think it's awesome.
And both of them were exciting. Detroit, mm-hmm. Anaheim, you know, one goal, and it was a goal that it wasn't a goaltender's fault, but he thought it was. And of course, Scott Niedermeyer's yelling at the refs. And then the Boston Carolina series overtime, you know.
And how about that? Carolina winning that, and of course, Detroit beating Anaheim 4-3 in the end, so that was hard.
Yeah, now I'll give you my predictions as of right now. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh in five, maybe six. And the Western Conference. Even though Chicago's a young team, it's like Chicago's got this attitude, we're here, now what? But I still think they're going to put on a good show, but Detroit in seven.
Yeah, I think Detroit too, especially after this emotional deal. The Ducks, I don't know that the Ducks, after they knocked off San Jose and the way they were playing.
I mean, like Don Cherry said, you've heard of Don Cherry, of course.
Yeah, of course, the mouth that roared.
Of course.
Yes.
And it basically, he said, you know, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks have nothing to be ashamed about. Look, they beat San Jose. They went seven with Detroit. If they keep the same team and have the same attitude, watch out for them next year. And starting tomorrow, the Memorial Cup starts. And you're asking, what is the Memorial Cup?
Yeah, because I'm sure that Americans listening to the show have no clue.
Unless they have major junior hockey teams in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Erie, Pennsylvania, Lewiston, Maine. It's a national championship of major junior hockey, and that's where you get a lot of your future superstar hockey players, i.e. Sidney Crosby, i.e. Vincent LeCavalier, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
it's worth watching.
It is. It's being held in a town called Rimouski, which is like you keep going north of Montreal, and Rimouski got in automatically as the host team, and you have three major junior hockey leagues in Canada, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, the Ontario Hockey League, and the Western Hockey League. So all three of their champions are going to this tournament, and it's a round robin, and the first place team gets an automatic buy into the final, and the second and third place team play in the semifinal, and not this Sunday, but next Sunday will be the championship game. So that's when you'll see, you know, a lot of NHL draft picks and a lot of scouts and NHL general managers will be there. And, you know, that's where it's, I mean, obviously if you have cable, if you can get it, it's worth watching, believe me.
Yeah, I think I can get it. Now that you said that, I'll probably tape that because you should work for the networks. You sold me on that one, buddy, definitely.
If you come up to Montreal during the winter, we have a major junior hockey team. I can take you to see one of their games, too.
Oh, that would be fun. Every time I've gone to Canada, my brother used to play junior hockey, and I used to get to travel with him. He played for the Little Flyers. There was a team called the Little Flyers, and he played for them.
Okay.
And long story short, he'd gotten offered, thanks, Sam, he'd gotten offered a hockey scholarship, and he turned it down and went to Ohio University with me instead. Brutal. Dan Cleary, that's what I was going to say to Sam and anyone listening. He would get the daily salute as far as hockey is concerned because he was the one who knocked the winning goal in that overtime. Incredible. Not overtime, in that seventh game. Just absolutely amazing. Hang with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 contains superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. Too much to hide.
So you can chime in on Pelosi if you want, 800-259-5791. CIA or Nancy Pelosi, who you believe in. I got a ton of email on this, and I promise we'll get to all the emails coming up later around the bend. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. In the meantime, some other things have happened, and an interesting thing happened earlier in the day, and I happened to catch this. I was flipping around, and I was watching Neil Cavuto for a little bit. You know, I kind of bounce all over like everybody else. And he had, I thought, a great segment about this whole Tea Party stuff. He had on the show Governor Sanford from South Carolina and Governor Rick Perry. Now, you know that how they're both saying they didn't want any stimulus. And they had some interesting thoughts about how do you take this momentum from these, quotes, tea parties, and where do you go with this frustration of the people in South Carolina, Texas, and all around the country. And they were holding a town hall meeting, a lot of people, like 30,000 people on board with that. And here's some of what they had to say.
No, I'm a guy that's joined a lot of other folks with Tea Party events and sentiments across this country who are genuinely ticked off about the direction of the country. And that's what Jerry was just getting at just a moment ago. And Rick joins me in Texas, and Sarah Palin out in Alaska. There are a lot of us genuinely concerned, and the question is, how do you honor the taxpayer sentiment that expressed itself across this country April 15th, 1 month later? And ultimately, I think that's what tonight's all about, at least beginning and one effort toward that end. I think that, you know, again, federalism is based on the concept of different things fit for different states, And each of us, in looking at the details of what works or doesn't work in our state, ought to make our stand accordingly. And when we looked at our numbers in South Carolina, we happen to rank fourth in the United States of America in what we allocate to paying down debt. And that's interest payments that go to New York or Zurich as opposed to a teacher in South Carolina or a health care concern in South Carolina. And so we said, this doesn't make sense. We ought to reserve some of it. In this case, it's $700 million. It represents about 10% of the total, and allocate it to paying down debt. We think that's a common sense decision. And again, different governors are going to have different takes on what makes sense based on the particulars of their state.
I'm excited that there are Democrats and Libertarians and folks that don't want to be associated with any political party standing out on the courthouse steps and all across the country saying, hey, Washington, what are you doing? You're mortgaging our kids' future. I'm just proud to be standing with them and using a rather large bully pulpit of the governorship of the state of Texas to say, you know what? The 10th Amendment is important to the people of the state of Texas. Washington, read the Constitution. Pay attention to the 10th Amendment. Live up to it.
All right. And that last part, of course, obviously was Rick Perry and Sanford before that. And I like what the thing I like that he had to say is the fact that it's a mixture of people. It's not the what's been labeled as the extremist right at a lot of these tea parties. Every single one's different. Some were disorganized. Some were incredibly organized. And they weren't all about taxes. They were, a lot of it had to do with what's happening with this enormous debt. And when I say a lot of it, a lot of the people who went to express their opinions were expressing the futuristic debt that now gets dumped on to the generations behind us. And I just don't see a clear way out of that. I absolutely agree with it. Any conversation to me is good. Whether it's on this little old show, America Tonight, the giant monster Rush Limbaugh or Rachel Maddow on the other side or whatever, it's all good, folks, right? So if you want to go and you want to express yourself, bravo, because that means you're getting up off your rear end and it's about action and you're doing something or you feel you're doing something, and that's good to be politically active. You know, they just had elections in a lot of places across the United States, and I know that in some parts of the country, very low voter turnout. You want the younger generations to vote because you do have a voice, and if you don't exercise it, then that's where the democracy really starts to crumble, right? Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. Where were these people when Ronald Reagan and George Papa Bush and George Jr. were running up $10 trillion.
Exactly. They should have been there.
You know, I mean, all of a sudden it's because Barack is spending way more money than we have, albeit he's spending a lot more. You know, his budget's $1 trillion over what they're actually going to take in. You know, I mean, you know, he's spending a lot more than what, you know. But my point is that, you know, this isn't something that just, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden we're mortgaging our kids' future.
Right.
It's been
going on
for the past 30 years.
Absolutely. Well, what was it that when Bush came into office, there was actually a surplus, and then it went in the opposite direction?
Yeah, when Ronald Reagan left, we were $4 trillion in the hole. And when he took over, we were like $200 billion. And let's not remember, we were suffering from peanut economics, you know, from
yep. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Carter and, you know, triple-digit inflation almost, and when Ronald Reagan left, we were $4 trillion in debt, and then George Bush Sr. just kept it. Papa Bush kept the same thing going. The Reaganomics, they called it. He left. We were $6 trillion in the hole. During the 8 years of Slick Willie, he dropped it $1 trillion, but he basically did that by cutting the Department of Defense about $125 to $150 million a year over his 8 years, and so it was back down to five, and then of course, you know, George Bush ran up another $5 trillion when he was president, and you know, a lot of that had to do with Katrina, a lot of it had to do with the after effects of 9/11, you know, but at the same time, every year he's spending $300-$500 billion more than what they're taking in, and I'm just, you know, I'm shaking my head. Yeah, and you saw it coming when you know, in the election, you know, that everything Barack was talking about, everybody was, how's he going to pay for this? you know. And everybody in Washington just seems to think that they can just keep borrowing money, and now people around the rest of the country are like, hey, you know, well, you guys got to stop, you know, we got to, you know, start doing something to take care of it, you know.
Absolutely.
And remember the other night when I talked to you about this, you know, about government figuring out ways to make money or whatever?
Sure.
Maybe they ought to just take over Chrysler and GM. So, you know, maybe people buy one of those automobiles and realize that, hey, you know what, if I buy one of these, it's a good car. You know, and I really do think they both build very good vehicles. You know, I buy one, but, you know, unfortunately, I think their management and a lot of their problems that they've gotten themselves into is because of bad decisions for their management.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what killed it. Bad decisions on everything from design all the way down. Hey, I got to ask you this real quick because I want to get your take on it. I've been talking about the spooks or the speaker, and we're up against it, but obviously I know how you feel about Pelosi. Is this crazy today, what some of the nonsense she was saying in front of the microphones?
You know, I knew it if you get her rattled, you know. So
she was rattled. She just totally blew off all the reporters and said, well, I've been fighting to get the replacement player in, get rid of Bush, put in Obama, no more torture, whatever. But the CIA, she called the CIA liars, that they lied. They did not tell her about any enhanced interrogation tactics whatsoever, techniques.
And you know, and you know that's a lie. So, you know,
right, it has to be.
You know this isn't going to happen because she's just thriving in the glory of being in the position she's in with her own private jet and, you know, et cetera. But if she was smart, she'd fess up and just, you know, it's not like if she leaves, you know, resigns that they're not going to have another, or at least resign the seat, you know. San Francisco wants to keep voting her back in, let them, but you know, you resign the seat, let another Democrat take over, and you know, then you squash the fire from what the Republicans are trying to do. But what it really just sounds like to me is her and the rest of her cronies are, you know, trying to throw it all and steal it all, you know, plunder it all. It's like they want to persecute George Bush, and he's not president anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
He's not president anymore. You got to let it go. You know, it's like if you have a bad relationship, how long do you pine for that person? Boom, then move on and get on with it. But I think the big issue here is the fact that she's thrown the CIA under the bus, and I don't think they're going to stand for it. And ultimately, she rattled the wrong cages, I think. I think more is going to come to light as a result of this. Hey, Don, you have a great weekend, man.
Angels and Demons up this weekend.
I know. We're going to do a preview of it. I think I'm going to go see it this weekend after seeing the Da Vinci Code. I heard this one was just a tad better. Hey, we'll take more phone calls at 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. CIA, do you really think they're lying? Is Nancy Pelosi just delusional? I mean, here's the thing. If she was dead on right, I mean, fine. But the fact that all these notes in the margins specifically talk about the techniques, well, what was she briefed on? I don't get it. I just don't understand. Somebody explain.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279. Digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
You're listening to GCS. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons?
Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Of course, dominating the conversation across the airwaves in the United States, no matter what port you're in, had to do with Nancy Pelosi, and ultimately, Pelosi blaming the CIA for the discrepancies is what she's calling it. So, here's the deal. Did she know? What did she know? I mean, I think we pretty much have the gist of this, because we've gotten 4 different stories, right? Is anybody saying Pelosi's right? If you think that, you are welcome to call the show. I always say this. You do not have to agree with me. You can have a 180-degree different opinion from mine. Please tell me, convince me why you think that, though. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. She needs to have to testify. If everybody else has to be trotted out, then she needs to be trotted out in these hearings. And even some big-time Dems in the party are kind of distancing themselves from this whole thing. There's more to this story, trust me. She says release all the notes, though. So is this going to come down to he said, you said, they said, CIA versus Pelosi, and that's what it looks like, the spooks and the speaker. That's a good title, huh? Mark's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, baby. How you doing? Let me make a couple of points, and your audience, your people, you know me, I've called so many times, but I want to give you some information. First of all, of course Nancy Pelosi knew about the enhanced interrogation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not discuss whether or not they're right or wrong, because people are going to be prosecuted for this. of this administration. There's no way in God's green earth she didn't know. I feel that she's probably going to ask her to step down. That's a little bit of a stretch. But the media is trying to go along with her. She, you know, she went to her statement that she made. If you know, she lied to the American people. You know, if you believe in your heart, or if it actually didn't happen, no one told you about it, then you don't have to go to a statement. She is triangulating. She's trying to obfuscate everything that she knows about it, because Steny Hoyer is no big fan of hers. And another reason why, do you remember they tried to throw Jane Harmon under the bus?
Yes.
And he came out. Remember the two Jewish fellows from AIPAC that are under
mm-hmm.
investigation?
Mm-hmm.
She knew about that. Her and Jane Harmon don't get along at all. The problem is she's lying through her teeth. Look, Dick Cheney, whatever you think about him, he says, you know what, release the memos. The reason they're distancing themselves is because she's not telling the truth. They did everything they could to get Obama elected and say how transparent they were going to be, how they wouldn't do these things, but she did know about it. Look, for bad or good, make the arguments for or against what she knew, but they did tell her about it, and now she's throwing the CIA and the whole government bureaucracy, you know, she's just mixing it up, and it's a sideshow. And I just want to say this about the detainees. There's a good chance that these Chinese terrorists, I forget the specific group that they're supposedly the name of them, but they may be released in the United States. Folks, can you imagine what this... Look, I said this once before, I'll say it again. Build a condominium in Washington, D.C., right next to the Sidwell Friends School where Sasha and Malia, Obama's kids, go to school. Put the terrorists there. Put the terrorists in Hyde Park in Chicago. Put them right next to the people, all these talking heads that are saying that they don't want, they were so worried about their rights. And look, we should worry about American citizens' rights. But these people, these terrorists, you're going to let them out in America? Put them right next to the pundits and the people at CNN. Let them live next door, because when these scumbags hit us again, who are we going to blame, Kate? And let me tell you why Don was right, you know, going back for all these different, this ongoing criminal enterprise in Washington. Just really quick, Ron Paul has introduced the Federal Reserve Audit Act. There was a, you know, every in Congress, and this, you're saying, where am I going with this? People are disgusted. $9 trillion is missing, Kate. Elizabeth Coleman, for 2 years, has been the Inspector General overseeing the Federal Reserve. There's a congressman who's a Democrat named Grayson in Florida. He was asking her during a House subcommittee hearing, where are the $9 trillion? They won't answer it, Kate. They won't answer where the $9 trillion were. Timothy Geithner, the rest of them, going back all these administrations, they're screwing the American people. They don't want to tell you where the money is. And that's why it leads to my next point. You talked about Rick Perry and the fellow Stanford from North Carolina and Montana instituting this Gun Rights Act in Montana. Going back to the 10th Amendment, the people are sick and tired. I know Don was right. It goes back a lot to different administrations. But people are finally standing up and saying, we don't want this anymore. And they're saying, you know, we want 10th Amendment sovereignty. The federal government is too big, too powerful, and they're screwing us. I thought the stimulus plan was supposed to help us. Now Chrysler's going under. GM's going to go under. People are still losing their jobs. Housing is still going down. It's not working, but it's not supposed to work, because they're trying to enslave us. That's exactly what they're doing. And all of these points are intermingled, because the country is sick and tired of both of these parties. And Ron Paul was right. He cannot get the Federal Reserve to tell us where the money is, and it comes back to the money. They're going to keep printing it, and they're going to devalue it, and it's not, the economy's not getting better. It's getting worse.
I don't want
it to get worse. And I know I've spoken a lot. You get me on the soapbox. You see, in Queens, they've closed three schools because of the swine flu.
Because of the flu.
And not over yet, America.
Yeah.
So, this, you know, they're feeding you a bunch of crap. Nancy Pelosi ought to step down. You know, I don't think Obama, I think the administration, because it's, if he's not impeached and he doesn't resign, I don't know where the hell we're going to go. We need the Declaration of Independence, say we can break the bonds of our government. We can have a, if you don't want a revolution, you have to change the government, and we can.
That's
do it.
Right.
I love you, Kate. Thanks.
You got to change the government. You're right, Mark. I let him stay on the big soapbox, and that's cool. And you can jump on your soapbox if you want to too. If you call 800-259-5791, he went in a couple of different directions, but that's cool, because this show is for those with ADD, and that's what I do constantly. And what Mark is saying, and he makes the point that I say all the time on the show. Why did I start doing America Tonight. I was doing sports. I love doing sports, and I still do it on the side. But why did I start doing America Tonight? Because there is no action in Washington. All we get is reaction to everything. And you don't even know this call for transparency. You really don't know what you're getting out of the Beltway, because it always seems to be this doublespeak. And that's why I think there should be a third party. And that might be what it's time for. We need to have three parties. I mean, a legitimate third party. We really have a shot, some fresh blood in Washington, for goodness sake. I mean, the Pelosi thing is just the symptom of all the things that have been going on. He's absolutely right about that. Now, one place where I would disagree, I cannot, if I look into the crystal ball, there is no way Obama is a rock star. He's not getting impeached. He's flip-flopping on a lot of things. A lot of people really like Obama, and I don't see that happening at all, because there is a fear that we're going so far to one side, you know, the scare of socialism. Let's hope it doesn't lead to that. But, of course, when you see, as Mark said, what's going on with the auto industry and you see what's happening with the banks, it does tend to make you think crazy thoughts. I mean, crazy thoughts in the sense that, okay, well, are we really stepping that close to that direction? And that's why I think that we need to have a third party. There needs to be much more balance in Washington. And there just doesn't seem to be any balance. And there doesn't seem to be any bipartisan, truly, cooperation. That would make a difference, at least. But are we really seeing that at this point? Too early, maybe, in the game to tell. You look at the power shift, what's going to happen in Minnesota, now the FBI investigating Norm Coleman. You think that, I guess, that Al Franken is going to be the senator, so then you got that magical number of 60. Is there really going to be two voices, at least, and then a third voice maybe cropping into it? Now, Mark did bring up something about New York and these cases. Check this out. There are 5 new cases of this swine flu or the H1N1 virus in the city. And schools are closing, a couple schools are closing 3 schools for a week. And the deal is they've got somebody who's really ill, critically ill. One of the administrators at a school, critically ill, is what they're saying, with this swine flu. So once again, the person had a pre-existing condition. So I guess people with certain conditions where they're weaker, this thing just globs onto them, because pretty much the 3 cases we were talking about in the United States, that's what has happened in every case. And in the one school that we're talking about, like that St. Francis school, for example, you had 50 students that were sent home since May 6th, I think, where they had those flu-like symptoms. So 3 schools closing. And it is interesting, because what do you believe about the swine flu? It was swine flu all the time. And then, of course, everybody started talking about Miss California. And we talked about and gave updates on what was happening with the World Health Organization. We had a couple of doctors on this show to talk about, could it possibly be a pandemic? Where was this headed? Where's the origin? All that kind of stuff, what people can do. But there was this, of course, many press conferences or news conferences, because news came out of some of them, where you had Janet Napolitano, or you had somebody else like Besser, who came out from, he was the acting director for the CDC, to talk about what was going on. And one day you're told that it's nothing to get hysterical over, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day you're told, well, don't take it too lightly. So which is it? I mean, this just happened last week, where within the course of 24 hours, everybody's told to back off, Jack. It's not as bad as initially thought. And then the next day, oh, wait a second, we don't want people to be too casual about this, because this could be serious. So give me a break there. And you've got the one death in Washington State that's now blamed on the swine flu. You had the original death where the kid, the infant, basically the toddler, came in from Mexico. And the health department is saying they're seeing a general increase in flu activity, period, but especially in Queens, because remember, that's where a lot of that started when they came back from Cancun at that St. Francis Prep, that high school in Queens. Anybody else concerned about the swine flu? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate with you here on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
What should happen to Nancy Pelosi? Do you still believe that Pelosi should be Speaker of the House? Well, the first thing is they got to get her up and do this hearing thing, and let's find out what the true deal is. More. Then give us more. If you're saying release everything, all the memos connected to what was said in the meeting, then just give us the transcript of what was said, right? Is that not fair? That would be pretty transparent. Kate, here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between, you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. In fact, I think we are going to skedaddle off to the inbox here in a second, because a lot of you are hitting me with various emails on Nancy Pelosi, the spooks and the speaker. And what do you say? Well, let's see. We got a couple of here. I'm going to run down them. Chuck, and I got other emails, and I'll get to another email segment, but I just want to go through all these because I got a ton. Chuck says, Nancy Pelosi needs to be booted. She should not be the Speaker of the House. Give me a break. The lady does not have a brain in her head. This one from Norton. Norton says, I'm going to reserve judgment, Kate. You said that you give everyone a fair shake. I cannot call or I would have called the show. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I'm willing to sink Pelosi's ship, but I want to hear more evidence against her. Okay, that's fair. Here's one from Amy. Amy says, Kate, love the show. Haven't had the courage to call you. Don't be afraid to call the show. We don't bite. Are you kidding me? We couldn't be more easygoing on America Tonight. And Matt Johnson, the gatekeeper, Amy, so easy. So easy to schmooze. Anyway, Amy goes on to say, I agree with you on Pelosi. It just seems like so much doublespeak coming out of her mouth. How can she continue to throw out different stories? It doesn't make any sense. She just seems like a guilty person. And I don't care if she's the first woman to be the Speaker of the House. Do we really want that kind of representation? All right, fair enough. Coming up, we have the blunder of the day. And you know what? It has nothing to do with politics. Nothing to do with politics, baby. How about that? Chuck is listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Hey, Chuck, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Kate, love the show. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks. What do you think?
I don't know. I think she's full of you know what, and
right.
I'm not really sure what needs to happen or the law involved with it, but she's just trying to save face, you know, at this point.
Sure.
Her career's on the line. Pelosi?
Oh, absolutely. She's definitely trying to save face. She doesn't want to lose that gig, and now she's caught in the spider's web. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem, but you know, I don't know if the media is in her back pocket or what the underlying thing is going on, but if it was any Republican, I mean, she'd be walking on the coals, you know?
You know, that is true. There is something to that, because I looked up, and there are neutral agencies that put together favorable versus negative for certain people, and overwhelmingly, it's mostly been all favorative press. Now, there were some reporters, Chuck, that tried to nail her, but she just dismissed it, and it never really went anywhere. But you think back to some of the previous administrations, well, and we know it, it's true. Anybody connected to Bush, especially at the end, they would have been sizzling, grilled, and they would have been pushed off the edge of the cliff, yeah.
Exactly. And I just, you know, they're throwing all these bombs and trying to get people to look in different directions. And I just hope the American people are smart enough to see through that.
Yeah, I agree. We need a third party. We need another party. Come on, man. Let's do it. Let's get another party going or some new, fresh thought in there and some other options. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm with you, but, you know, it's not like good against evil. What's in between that? I mean, somebody has to win.
That's right. Good against evil. I like that. Well, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon anyway. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the jingle, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care out there, buddy. 800-259-5791. Chuck listening to us on one of my favorite affiliates, WVMT. They've been with us for a very long time in Burlington, Vermont. Great ski country in and around there. Vermont's a cool place anyway. I could make the jokes about maple syrup, but they do have the best maple syrup that I've ever, ever had. Now, I know somebody's going to call up and argue with me. Hey, the blunder of the day, you're going to love this. Like I said, has nothing to do with politics. You know, we'll see what the audience says. They're either going to applaud or they're going to boo. But check this out. A man suspected of impersonating a cop was arrested after he stopped. This happened a day ago. After he stopped an off-duty officer in Surprise, Arizona. Great name. Don't you love that town, too? And accused him of speeding. So David Word, they took him into custody, put the cuffs on him, booked him, threw him behind bars, and he gets one count, or he's charged with one count of impersonating an officer. So what happened is this cop was going to work at the police department. He heard a loud siren coming from behind him, and he pulled over, and he noticed that the guy driving the black Crown Victoria was following him and trying to, you know, really pushing him to push over. And he knew something was up. I mean, obviously, because there he is, a cop in Surprise, in a suburb right there in Surprise. So they tracked him down, and it turns out that he had no clue, obviously, that he was pulling over a cop, or he wouldn't have done that. And that's what he was doing. He was pulling people over. And they're trying to figure out why he was pulling them over. Was it to rob them, to scare them, to what? But boy, that's bad luck, isn't it? You have a little scam going. and you pull over a cop on his way to work. Oh, bad luck. And is that the best blunder? Well, the audience, they gotta, what are they gonna, they gotta applaud that. I mean, that's good stuff. You could boo, but it's just so good. Matt, can you imagine this guy, the cop must have, I mean, he must have just been laughing his head off. That it's obvious he would have known who it was. He could get right there on the horn, and it was a guy who was trying to apparently rip people off.
Yeah, not very smart on his part.
No, but you know what's scary about that is it is a worry that how many, and other people have done that, of course, before, but imagine getting pulled over and somebody sticks a gun in your face and all it is they have a uniform. You know, I've been pulled over before. You've been pulled over, and I think you've been pulled over, right? And when you get, he's never had a ticket in his life. When you get pulled over, I mean, you're just not thinking. I'm not thinking, is that a real police officer? Is that they come over and ask for the license and the registration and whatever. But I haven't been pulled over at night either. I can't remember the last time. I don't think I've ever been pulled over at night. Usually it's in broad daylight, but of course somebody could still do that in broad daylight. So who knows? I think the story has other places that it's going to go, that he might have been doing this to some other people, and that's what they're saying. They don't know the specific things, but that there's going to be some people that are probably going to come forward and talk about what's happened to them when they've been pulled over by this fool.
Well, depending on how elaborate and smart he was, he could have been getting people to, you know, pay him cash on the side,
right,
to avoid a ticket or something.
Bribe, yeah. Because think of that. What would you do? You know, what if a cop... I'm so paranoid, I would think... in the case of someone pulling me over, I'm not paranoid in general, but in that case I would be. And if somebody said to me, well, if you give me, you know, this ticket's going to cost you $200. If you give me $50, you know, we'll just call it. I won't write it up. And if he really looked like it, would I guess I'd be thinking it is a cop. I don't know. Because you could absolutely, it'd be easy to impersonate an officer if you knew anything about a police department. I mean, I have relatives that are cops. Certainly it's easy to find out what you could do, and most people that you're pulling over, the odds of it, of them being in law enforcement are pretty long. So that's funny that he pulled over someone that was in a police department, but duh. And two, this is the interesting thing. He was driving like 75 miles on the freeway and trying to catch up to the car. So he really had spotted the car. That was what he was doing. Duh. That is like the best blunder. I'm telling you. Yeah. He's singing. Sing those praises. The duh. The duh police are out. Shoot me an email, just like Amy did. Don't be afraid. You can certainly call the show at 800-259-5791. Keep the numbers handy as we swing into some other hours here. We're all getting used to it. But I think by now we got it down. I got it committed to memory, thanks to my pal Ron White. Keep it locked and loaded, as always, on this network here, America Tonight.
Does that waterboard really work?
Oh, you bet. I got Dee to admit the things she never did.
Well, then it works.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.